It's a writing challenge. Win, lose, win. Today on The Right to Focus. We start off by checking in on our project stage. More sketched ideas for me. I decided to change one of the toss-off problems. I want that problem to recur in another form. I flew through an idea that popped up about the problem. Then I had to back up and make notes in the earlier rough about how the danger has changed. Lots of ideas that will pay off later, but it's the last day of the week. I'm about 600 words short of the goal. Yesterday, I had commitments start up. Company came. I lost sleep, but I didn't lose any writing time. Friday, I volunteered at the reception desk at my church, one tiny thing that I can do. Came home to the surprise of company still here. Had to dog sit, which is helpful because it forces me to move more than I would. Had to cook unexpectedly. Win, lose, win, lose. Saturday, got tugged into the spring sprung yard, raking, spreading dirt, more raking, lopping branches and weeds and roots, more raking, carrying to street for the brush pickup, fixing a quick and reviving lunch, more carrying, more raking, more lopping, more and more, cooking after cleanup, laundry, thank God for baseball, lose, lose, lose. The exercise is the only win. Today is Sunday. I'm sunburned. I'm weary. I'm doing this blog. I need to write 600 plus words. I will before I post this so I can get the totals correct. Lose, 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 win. Monday, I must pay bills, a monthly requirement that I absolutely hate, but which keeps me on track. Lose, win. Commitments to family and friends and those ugly obligations are necessary, especially for writers. They keep us engaged in the world and with the world. Lesson 26. We writers want to live in our heads. We want nothing except time to write. When intrusions intrude, we go mentally kicking and screaming while we put on fake smiles and rarely real ones. These are three long posts in a row. Next week, I'm buckling down to writing. I want to get more than my 5,000 words before the coming Friday. The week after, I still need to finish promos for May, get my word count in, and stay alert and ready for church celebrations around Easter. I'm anticipating the next 2 weeks. That's an important lesson, remember? Wednesday night is choir practice, the next to last preparation for four upcoming worship services of the most important week in all Christendom. Next week will be someone's birthday. I will cook on Friday, the cake and the rolls, and on Saturday I'll cook more and eat and talk and laugh and walk the dog. Sunday is Palm Sunday, an important celebration at my church. Our last choir practice on Wednesday is followed by Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Easter. I remember when I didn't properly anticipate. Remembering those failures now helps me plan every week. Back in 2017, I planned to publish 9 books, remember? I had a 3-book combo to publish in the first third of the year. I started them in 2016. I just had to finish them. In May, I published a nonfiction book, one that I had tinkered with for years, no problem. I did struggle through the summer with a jumbled up manuscript that would be my first Remy Black Weave a Wizardry Web, the manuscript mess that was my focus in yesterday's blog, which eventually resolved itself into a really, really great story. The second Remy Black Flowed Like Mercury, Refreshing Dream, A Deadly Dream, gave me joy. I didn't really have to touch the book, just bring it into line with the changes that occurred to Enclave and the Austera storyline during Web. With Dream, I thought I was back on track. Because of the summer struggles, I gutted 2 of the planned books, then slaved to get the last book published. The 7th book would be shorter, a little bit more than a novella. This would be the next Into Death book, which is my M.A. Lee pseudonym, and I wanted it to be available as a Christmas sale. I plan to put it out by the end of November, plenty of time for holiday buyers. Not easy peasy. The life roles hurt. I didn't realize how much the disruptions to my habitual writing schedule would hurt. I had to develop slowly new writing habits, which included working around noise. We can write anywhere. We don't want to, but we can. Lesson 27. I thought I had sense by removing 2 books from the goals list, but I didn't have sense. I would have only the last couple of days of October and all of November to write the upcoming novella, barely 35 days. I was proud of myself for achieving 6 novels. I hadn't missed a single blog or promo post. Surely I could finish a 7th book. I launched into the story. Christmas with Death flew. I managed to publish it on November 28th, but I had many stressful days of writing. I lost the joy of writing. I allowed myself to be tugged in multiple directions when I should have been writing. Still, if I was going to meet my plans for 2018, I needed to keep cracking. I was going to try for 9 books again. With the January book, The Key to Secrets, I had a lot of fun with ballads and the old crazy lady who sang them, Constable Hector Evans and his true love, and the mysterious murders he had to solve in a handful of days. The tagline for the book was perfect. Debutantes should snare fiancés, not murder them. The joy of writing was back. I have planned novels and nonfiction in detail since 2015. With foundations and visioning and analysis completed early in 2017, I expected no problems. I drafted The Key to Secrets entirely on computer. After all, I had spent years upon years drafting work product entirely on computer with the barest list of inked ideas to guide me. I forgot that there is a vast difference between creative flow and critical flow. I forgot that there is a vast difference between nonfiction writing and fiction writing. I forgot that each book is vastly different from all the others. Silly me. I still had 3 important lessons to learn. Those lessons are for tomorrow. I have bills to pay. Remember, can't go to the 10th of the month without paying them. So, writing 600 words tonight. Bills tomorrow and no anticipated words. Then I'm buckling down. When I sketched words today, I had an inspirational quote from Anne Lamott to inspire me. Almost all good writing begins with terrible first efforts. You need to start somewhere. I closed with Mark Twain. Writing is easy. All you have to do is cross out the wrong words. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.